einer.
Bei Schuss, der Shiva, der Schiach, und der Rabbanen und der Bachren. The Maharal explains what the word Adam means. Adam. It explains that Adam comes from the word Adama, right? Earth, land. So the question is, why when we describe man, are we describing from his tachta, right? From, you know, the ground, from earth, where we came from, and now from Lamal, our neshama, where we came from Shemayim, so we should describe us from Shemayim, right? Where our neshama came from. Why? From the tachta of Adama. So the Maharal explains that the reason why we are called Adam, alright, after Adama, is to focus on the mahus, on the aside of what a man is, right? What is a man? A man is, he is a kayach tzmicha, a kayach of growth, a kayach of potential. As opposed to an animal, behema is a bama. Bama means in it is what it will be. An animal is born with all of its potential. As opposed to a person, he's born with the ability to grow and become much, much more. Now, you see that's a diamakus as well, right? How? The Gemara, the Mishnah in Chav Beis Amud Beis explains that the whip that we get makus with is made out of two straps of an eagle and two straps of a shore, right? So the Gemara explains later on that of a chamor. Sorry, the Gemara explains later on why are we being whipped with two straps of an egg and two straps of a chamor? Because Hashem is reminding us that we are right now, this person is lower than a chamor, lower than an eagle. What does that mean? We are lower than an animal. How does someone become lower than an animal? Adam is Adama. Adam is like earth. When you look at a plot of land, right? Just dirt. You see that land? And when you look at it, it just looks like, you know, nothing. But everyone knows that, you know, you work hard on it a little bit, and it can become something so much, so much more. Right? It can become a forest, it can become a garden, it can become a field. So when someone sinks low and does not use his potential, all he is, he's that dirt. He's lower than an animal. Right? And at those points, Hashem has to give us a message. Hashem has to give us a little push. Right? Hashem will take a strap made out of animal, made out of behemoth, made out of something that doesn't really have any potential, and hit you with it to tell you, hello, wake up. Why aren't you doing what you're supposed to do? Why aren't you growing what you're supposed to be growing? So therefore, that's the message we learn from Adam, right? So I look around the room, and I've been here for quite a little bit, and I know just about all of you pretty well. And I remember when I first came, I was pretty raw. I was pretty green. And I guess I could say, you know, most of us, we came and we weren't really sure what we could do, right? We're full of potential, right? The Rebbeim always say, this guy's got potential. But Rebbeim say it, right? But the Rebbeim here, and especially the Rosh Yeshiva, who I owe specific Hakaras HaTov to, they see that potential, they don't just say it, they act on it. They give you a tool. They give you a shovel, they give you a push. Sometimes softly, sometimes rough. Sometimes they push you around. What they're doing is, they're telling you, hello, you're a man, you're a person, you're not an animal. You, right now you're in an empty field. Maybe you got something in you, but you can become so much more. So they give us the tools, they give us the push, and now it's up to us to grow and to reach that potential. And that is what we here see today, the fruits of our work. Just about everyone here finished Masechta Makos, which isn't such an easy thing. You know, it's a small Masechta, but the third part is pretty rough. Right? And what we see that we've done is that we've taken this Adama, and we've created from this Adama something great, something powerful. So, Mitzvah Hashem, we will all be able to continue to reach our potential, and Mitzvah Hashem bring Mashiach and Herabi Amenu. Amen.